Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. It is 3:43 p.m. I don't have any idea why I'm talking about what time it is, but it's John Gillum here with my podcast. Off to a great start, and I just wanted to talk today a little bit about an awesome qualification that I went to recently, the WEC Method qualification down in San Diego with the inventor of the BOSU ball himself, David WEC, and Chris Chamberlain, the man behind Savage Protocols. And just wanted to describe some of the stuff that I learned and the general experience. If any of you out there are trainers and listening to this, then I highly recommend you check out David WEC. He's got a ton of information on his Instagram, and it is what's the word? He puts out a shit ton of content. Let's just say that. So, damn it, what's that word? But it's down in San Diego. He's got a great facility in the East Village, and the main ideas, the main concepts that we learned were limit force elastics, compression training, using some hand weights called pulsers to help you run and transmit force more effectively, and the coiling core. So I'll break those down a little bit. I don't like to make these too long, so see if I can tackle this in the next 10 minutes. But what's great about this qualification is that these are all concepts and strategies that are brand new to me and brand new really to the world. Nobody trains this way. And it's rare that you actually come across something that's new in the fitness industry. It's always kind of repackaging or some tips and tricks, maybe some hacks to make your form better or make you a little bit stronger. But these to me were all very very new concepts. So there's basically a new way to run. And if you look at all the fastest elite runners out there, marathon runners, or you can see it most easily in elite sprinters like Usain Bolt, or professional athletes, football players, soccer players. The essentials are this, that you have to run head over foot, and you have to do a double down pulse with your arms. So we know that the more force you put into the ground, the faster you go. And this is basically just a strategy to help you put more force into the ground without really thinking about it. So essentially you run. You want to be running with your, if you were to say land on your left foot, in that moment that you land and before you spring off of that left foot, you want your head to be over the foot, not to be centered. You want to be over the foot. And this goes against a lot of information that we've learned. Like, I was trained through CrossFit Endurance, through the pose method, in essence, Romanoff and all of his work, which tells you to brace your core and to pull your hamstrings up, pull your heel up using a hamstring curl type movement. And I really bought into all that stuff, and I'm not going to go into detail about that rabbit hole, but my times never got faster. I felt that I was a little more efficient. It felt good, the whole idea of kind of falling forward, but this double down pulse head over foot is just night and day. You actually just feel a pulse of power when your foot hits the ground. And the reason all of this training is surrounded or really deeply rooted in using your connective tissue as optimally as you can. So when you're using connective tissue, it's free energy. You're doing more of a stretch reflex and using the stored energy and the elastic properties of the connective tissue, which is, like I said, free energy, and it really gives you that bounce. So when you see some of these elite athletes jumping and sprinting, you're like, God, they're just like a cat, right? They're just like so springy and bouncy, and that's because they have the ability, the inherent ability, and the talent to harness the strength of the connective tissue. So the double down pulse, learned how to teach people to do the double down pulse and to run head over foot using this piece of equipment called pulsers, which is a hand weight that weighs about a half a pound that has some shifting weight in it. And we learned some great drills to transfer that over. And once you learn it, that's all you do. You don't swing your arms anymore. You pulse your arms, and it makes you feel great. Also learned how to use elastic bands differently. So what it is basically pulling an elastic band to how far you can pull it for your strength. So it's very neat because it is individualized to you. So if you have a medium-sized band and you're trying to do, just for an easy example, a bicep curl, and you can only curl it to, you know, 85 pounds, whatever, that's how far you're gonna try to curl it, and then you're gonna hold it, still trying to pull it as hard as you can for 3 to 10 seconds, and the nervous system recruitment that you get out of that is phenomenal. And being able to blend that with the coiling core is just a really unique training stimulus that I haven't had before. So you feel primed, you feel like you are energized and really ready to go. That's pretty much the basics of compression training and limit force elastics. You push or pull this elastic band or a Bosu ball or a dome or a stability ball, something that is kind of rubbery. Push, pull as hard as you can and fight for it for 3 to 10 seconds, and you feel really, really great. And for most of these, I think it's, I'm still kind of figuring out how to program all this stuff, but those work really well as a priming movement before doing like a big lift or something. So you might do a compression squat and then go hit some back squats or deadlifts. That's one thing that, second thing I learned. The third thing we went over was coiling core, and that's really a lot of what we did. We learned the Royal Coil, which is an exercise to get so deep into your lower lat muscle, and you've got this thoracolumbar fascia that goes into your lower back that connects a lot of different things like your glutes and your lats, and being able to get deep into that lat where it connects to the connective tissue is what the coiling core is all about. And once you can feel that, it just allows you to transmit that force through from the ground up through the leg to the glute to the back to the lat to wherever, whatever you're trying to do. It's, you gotta do it to kind of feel it, but you really wake up these lower lat muscles, and after you do that, it's gives you this wind at your back feeling, so you feel a little bit lighter, almost like something's pushing you forward, and it's just this primed up, ready to go glute lat connectedness that's, again, kind of hard to explain, but the more you do it, the easier it is to feel it. And you just feel kind of light on your feet and more connected. So that's all I'm going to say here about 10 minutes in. I highly recommend checking out David Weck Method. Going down there to do some of this qualification. It was a blast. Really great people, connected with some great people, and learned some cutting edge stuff. So if you have any more questions about that, feel free to reach out to me, john@gillumfitness.com. I'm happy to share my knowledge with you, or follow me on Instagram or the Facebooks. And thanks so much for listening, and Gillum out.